Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Abraham Lincoln is generally recognized as America's greatest president. One can see God's hand of abundant grace upon his life from the very beginning. His mother, Nancy Hanks, was the product of an affair, her mother, Lucy Hanks, becoming pregnant out of wedlock at the age of 17. The Hanks moved from Virginia to Kentucky for cheaper land when Nancy, Lincoln's mother, was very young. Nancy learned to read from her grandfather, and when Abraham was growing up, Nancy would read to him and his older sister, Sarah, every night from the Bible. Abraham's father, Tom Lincoln, was a carpenter turned farmer. The family owned three different farms in Kentucky, each new purchase to get better soil for growing crops. Each year during the summer, a preacher would visit the area for a week of camp meetings. These were of the revival type, spirited, with an emphasis on repentance, after what was usually a long hellfire and brimstone message by the traveling preacher. Nancy Hanks Lincoln said of her son Abraham that he was restless and questioning, and never quite satisfied. As a teenager, his two favorite books were the Bible and a collection of Shakespeare. Lincoln's mother, Nancy, died when he was 9, and evidently he inherited the family Bible. When he became president, the Bible was always on his desk, and judging from the wear of the pages, Isaiah 61, 62, and 64 were three of his favorite chapters.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.